The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Welcome, foolish mortals. Nice to see you're back for another terror tale. Well, do I have one for you tonight, kiddos. This is an urban legend about a haunted place in Ohio that is believed to have been the scene of a grisly murder. And I call this one the Seventh Barn. Enjoy, kiddies.
There was a wealthy farmer who owned a lot of land in Ohio. He built a new barn on his property every time his wife had a baby. He named the barns after each of his children, and by the time this story takes place, they had 6 kids and were expecting number 7. However, the wife died in childbirth, and so did her unborn baby. The farmer went insane with grief and couldn't tend to his farm. The family had no money and the farm started going under. They say that one night, in the depths of his madness and despair, the farmer took an axe and led his children out to the barns where he murdered them, one by one. He buried each of their body in the 6 barns that had been named after them. The farmer went to the 7th barn, where he hung himself. And as the story goes, all the barns were eventually torn down and the land was sold off, all except the 7th barn. Nobody wanted to buy the land because of what happened there, so it was abandoned. They say if you go to the barn at night, you can see the ghost of the farmer hanging from the rafters, swinging back and forth in the wind, dwelling on his terrible crimes for all eternity. No one was ever really sure where the 7th barn was located, although it was definitely in Ohio. Some say it was the Crans farm in Cuyahoga Valley, and others said it was the top of the world in Northampton. In 1997, a local teacher claimed that, after a lot of research, he had finally managed to track down the real locations of the infamous 7th barn. He said that none of the barns had actually been torn down. The land had just been divided up and sold off, and the barns were simply incorporated into neighboring farms. According to the teacher, he was able to pinpoint the correct location because all the barns of the neighboring properties had nameplates above the doors, with the names of the children engraved on them. The teacher and his son set out one night to visit the barn, bringing a video camera with them in hopes of capturing some paranormal activity. The next morning, the teacher's wife reported her husband and son was missing. Police found their abandoned car along the roadside. While searching the area, they entered a barn in a nearby field and found the dead bodies of the teacher and his son hanging from the rafters.
Wasn't that just creepy, kiddos? That's why you should never go hunting the paranormal in such a small group. It isn't safe. You know, I walked into a barn one time and saw pigs dancing. They were putting on a performance of Swine Lake! Well, kiddos, that's all the time we have for this week. Join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. And find out how to get a copy of my free haunted coloring book. So, until next time, kiddos, remember to stay creepy. Ah!